Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as He is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in His Word that He would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I am your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries, and with me as always is President and Founder of Good Fight Ministries and Pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great, brother.
Praise the Lord. And also, always with us is the show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today?
I am blessed today.
Now, today, as we talked about even in the last episode, today we are going to be going through a very important series. And specifically, the next three episodes, we're going to be dealing with something that I believe if you're inside of America, you've been dealing with this too. You've been dealing with it whether you're talking to people online, whether it's been in your neighborhood. I know for us personally, I had a friend who was killed at a mass shooting. So that is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about mass shootings and the role of Satanism and Darwinism in these mass shootings, because it is something that we believe that the media does not want to talk about. They don't want to talk about the role of Darwinism. They don't want to talk about the role of Satanism. They don't want to talk about how we've developed these giant problems with the culture of death, as Joe talks about a lot. And instead of us applying and understanding what's going on and why the kids are going crazy, okay, we're going to make other excuses. It must be the weapons, not the people, okay? And I want to point this out. Joe just did a message last Sunday regarding this issue and when it comes to mass shootings and the real heart of the issue. And I'm sorry, if you want to make this a political discussion, that's not what this is about, okay? We shouldn't allow the political pundits to talk about this and talk about these issues, and then we're too cowardly because, well, we don't want to talk about politics. No, we want to be able to look at God's word and bring every thought captive concerning these issues. And this is just one of those, okay? And when it comes to the role of Darwinism or Satanism, it wouldn't be hard to look at least two of the last three shooters and to see that role applied to them. You see, because this is how bad, I'm sorry, our reporting really is when it comes to these issues, especially when these gunmen, like the Gilroy shooter, Santino William Legan, he was very open about the kind of junk that he was into, and he actually pushed, and this is what, now listen here, this is what the NBC News report talked about some of the books that he pushed, okay? One of the books that he pushed, they call it a, quote, 1890 racist manifesto, Might is Right, or Survival of the Fittest. So you ask, what is Might is Right, and what is it about? Well, let's see what the book has to say it's about. Is it a racist manifesto? Well, yes, it is racist. What ultimately was the book's job, to push one race over the other, or this, quote, this book is a reasoned negation of the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the Sermon on the Mount, Republican principles, Christian principles, and principles in general. It proclaims upon scientific evolutionary grounds the unlimited absolutism of might and asserts that cut and dried moral codes are crude and immoral inventions promotive of vice and vassalage. That is the Might is Right. Oh, I forgot to mention, Anton Zandelevay quoted this book at length to the point where people had a problem and said, you're just stealing from this guy's book.
Former head of the Church of Satan, yeah, former of the Satanic Bible.
Right? Yeah, of the Satanic Bible. He quoted it at length. And in fact, if you go to the Church of Satan's website right now, the book, Might is Right, is for sale for $19.99 on there. So Joe, with all that leading up to you, how do you see the role of Satanism and Darwinism, specifically Satanism right now, concerning these mass shooters?
Yeah, we'll try to get into Darwinism too, because it's affected a lot of the mass shooters. And of course, much of the media is pro-Darwinism because many of them are God-haters. And they hate Christianity. They hate Jesus. They want nothing to... I mean, there's people... You have to keep in mind, people aren't usually on what's so-called neutral ground. So when you're talking about journalists and so forth, they're looking to push often an agenda. And when it comes to these shooters, they want to make it, you know, a Trump versus, you know, this became like a Trump versus Elizabeth Warren thing, because the Ohio shooter in Dayton there said he was a leftist. He would vote for Elizabeth Warren. He supported her and so forth and what have you. And then, of course, you know, what happened there in El Paso, when you look at what happened there regarding a lot of Hispanics being killed, it was all blamed on Trump. So you have this blame game. And I'm seeing this going on. The reason I want to address this issue was because there's all kinds of factors that are at work that people are ignoring. And these very factors that people are ignoring are factors that are influencing millions of children in our country and around the world. And while most of our children won't grow up to be mass murderers, many of our children will grow up to be involved in some kind of violence, imprisoned, drugs, you know, perversion possibly, all kinds of things. And we have to make sure these same influences that are influencing these young people that become like gas in a fire, because we have a fallen nature. Before we come to Jesus, we still have a fallen nature, but we count the old man dead. We're alive to Christ and we walk in the Spirit and we deny the flesh. But young people that don't know Jesus, their flesh is just, you know, is just primed to be picked apart by the devil. And so it's important that we look at these factors. That's why I think we're just not looking at mass shooting. We're looking at practical things to deal with our children. So when I gave the last message last Sunday, I dealt with five issues, including Darwinism, you know, racism, which plays a major role in, with some of these shooters, movies, a decided role, music, and video games. I dealt with all five of these, and I want to deal with many more, and I said, oh, I'm going to have a part two, maybe a part three, when my preaching, maybe not on a Sunday, but maybe the following Wednesday, you know, a few days from now, to deal with other issues, like, you know, more depth in Satanism and you know, a lot of other issues, illegal drugs, mental illness, Calvinism even. One of the killers was inspired by Calvinism. We're going to get into that. Yeah.
No, also, I just wanted to point out, because I didn't mention when I was talking about the Gilroy shooter, but also not, I didn't want you to think that, oh, I said both of them are Satanists without having some evidence. From Connor Betts, who was the Dayton, Ohio shooter, this is from his Twitter. This is the Twitter profile that he had. Of course, he tells you his preferred pronoun and that he's an anime fan, a metalhead. He said, I quote, I'm going to hell and I'm not coming back. And on other places, he had taken selfies and put hashtag selfie for Satan, hashtag hail Satan, at Satan tweeting. And I mean, it's very clear the guy was not only disturbed, but I mean, Satan.
Yeah, and this is probably new news to, I'd say, maybe 90-some% of our audience, even though 90% of our audience is far more savvy than most people out there, because they're up on what's going on in culture and in the occult culture that basically, you know, assaults our young every day. So it's interesting that we have, there's all these occult connections, and the Gilroy shooter, that was that one, maybe because the last few shootings, even though that just happened not too long ago, and a 6-year-old little boy and others were killed, may have been forgotten in the midst of everything that's just happened. This is a guy that just, you know, a hail of bullets at a garlic festival here in California where we live. And it's interesting because Might is Right is not only quoted extensively, as you mentioned, Chad, offered by the Church of Satan, by Anton LaVey, by the way. According to the book Modern Satanism, Anatomy of a Subculture, the book Might is Right is said to expand on German philosopher Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche's theories of master-slave morality and herd mentality. And anybody who studies Satanism, especially Anton LaVey's brand of Satanism, is about the kind of like the Crowleyan idea of the Superman race and the few ruling the many and the known. And kind of like, you know, the whole Superman race of Hitler was basically based on a lot of that idea of this, of governing the herd. And in Satanism, a lot of Satanists believe in social Darwinism. Many Satanists are simply just atheists who don't even realize Satan exists and is deceiving them. Other Satanists use it as a guise to say, oh, I'm just an atheist, but they're full-blown Satanists. In fact, in our article on Satanism and the cults, we show where Anton LaVey and others admit and let their hair down at certain quotes where they truly do follow Satan and believe in Satan, but they use atheism as a cover because they know it would freak most people out to think that they're actually following the devil and got to go to hell. But it's interesting when you look at the fine print of what's going on with these school shooters and you start looking at their manifestos, which unfortunately we have to do, to know what's actually going on, because you're not going to get a lot of the media, is a lot of these guys are into Satanism. And also the Gilroy killer said, I want socialism. and I'll not wait for the idiots to finally come and round to an understanding. In other words, he's going to enforce it. That's what Hitler basically did with National Socialism, and he tried to enact social Darwinism, and his book was based on, his ideas were based on the favored races of Darwin and actually implementing them through social Darwinism. But it's interesting, Connor Betts, you mentioned that the Dayton, Ohio killer, and that's one of the two biggest or more recent killings, not the two biggest, but they happened back to back. And the El Paso one got a whole lot of notoriety, as you guys know, because the mainstream media tried to tie it to Trump. But the Dayton, Ohio one by Connor Betts didn't get as much notoriety. And we know why, you know, but a lot of the reason is because this guy was a Satanist. And you mentioned some of the things that he said about Satanism, Chad, but he also tweeted, "Hail Satan, eternal," you know. And some of his tweets not only ended with the hashtag Satan, but he talked about he's going to hell, he's not coming back, and so forth. In 2018, we're just talking last year, but these mass shootings are happening so often that people are forgetting how many, I mean, it's become so often that we're starting to become numb to it. And I remember when the Columbine shootings first took place, speaking of Darwinism, you know, as everybody was so shocked, how could this happen? And one of the things I started my message off last Sunday was, it was my dad's birthday. My dad had just died a few months back, and he would have been 93 on that day. And I started my message with something he had said that stuck with me for a long time. Because my dad, he wasn't a Christian until near the end of his life, but he was a man with a lot of common sense. And he'd mentioned when I was younger, when these school shootings were going on, and he'd mentioned, and I wasn't a kid, you know, I was younger than I am now, but, you know, probably middle-aged at the time. He said, "That's strange." He said, "You know, me and my friends, we'd bring our guns to school, you know. They'd bring guns and ammo to school, so they'd go hunting after school. And they never had problems." And he couldn't get it why there could be so many guns that people had freely in their hands, and there were no, you know, there's no problem with these mass shootings, but now they're everywhere, and he couldn't understand what was going on. And, of course, we live in what is called the culture of death, where death is glamorized, where death is exalted, where the whole goth look and the celebration of death and so forth, it's just wicked, and it's just calling good evil and evil good. But in 2018, a Santa Fe shooter, another Texas shooter, Demetrius Pargotsits, interesting guy. You look into him, and guess what? He's got a picture of his trench coat, and his trench coat has a pin on it, and the pin is the satanic Baphomet, a symbol, you know, the goat head used in the Church of Satan, you know? So this is actually quite well spread out that a lot of these guys were into Satanism. Chris Harper Mercer, okay, he killed 9 people in 2015 on a Thursday afternoon, and he wrote about his obsession with Satan. The Umpqua Community College shooter was obsessed with Satan, one headline stated, and it was documented in his manifesto where he says he's devoted to darkness, and he wrote 666, he scrawled across his manifesto. And listen to this. This is what People, the magazine People, was told by an investigator or source. "The guy did this strictly for satanic purposes," he told People. "He did it to become a god in hell. He wants to be evil. His goal is to serve Satan." And he actually singled out Christians. The article goes on to state. So it's a blow mine. I mean, he's actually, you know, the only thing I've seen that come close to this, the source says, this type of devotion to Satan is the Night Stalker in Los Angeles, Richard Ramirez. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, we even have a video that we did, we re-released it at the beginning of the year. Adam Levine, Maroon 5, The Super Bowl, Serial Killers, and Satanism. Another short title for you, Jeff. But the glorification with the animals video by Maroon 5 and Adam Levine, where in the video for the song where he's stalking a girl, and it seems to be very reminiscent of the AC/DC song The Night Prowler, which Richard Ramirez was heavily influenced by this, and he was a Satanist, and you see the ties. Some people think this Absolutely. Is maybe just, well, it's just a fad somebody's going through, but to Satan it's not a fad. He'll suck you in. And then it becomes serious.
That's right.
And then when you're bombarded with all these things in culture and videos like Maroon 5, I mean, Richard Ramirez, he was quoted as saying, "The legions of the night, repeat not the errors of the night prowler, and show no mercy. I will be avenged. Lucifer dwells in us all." I mean, this is what people are reading
That's right.
And being influenced by with these videos and glamorizing stalking women.
Right.
And they're just being desensitized at every turn.
Right. And we show in that video, somebody looks at the updated version we did, Adam Levine is basically making himself look like a notorious, not Richard Ramirez, but another
Hansen.
Notorious,
yeah.
Hansen, another notorious serial killer. And he's basically parodying what that guy did, and he's glamorizing it. And the girl that he's stalking is all covered in blood at the end of the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting, and I'd hate to, you know, switch over from one to the other, but I think there's one hinging sort of scenario here is the fact that a lot of these atheists or a lot of these Satanists say they're atheists. And I think you did a really good job, guys, and please. And I went into it more at length in the 5/11 News, the last one we just had 2 weeks ago, sorry. I went into detail from that Truth About Satanic Cults article that you wrote, and we've literally had some wonderful conversation with three different now former Satanists because of that article.
Yeah, it blew them away, and they came out of Satanism.
It's powerful. And guys, one of the things that he talked about was him and Joe actually interviewing Susan Atkins and talking to her. She was, if you guys remember, one of the ladies that was involved in Charles Manson's... The Manson murders.
Convicted of nine of them, yeah.
And she actually died in prison. But before then, Joe and his wife had visited her a number of times, and she told him straight up, no, Anton LaVey believed in the God of the Bible, and he served Satan. Okay, 100%. There's no doubt about it. And that's what happens.
And she was part of his satanic church for a bit before she joined Manson, yeah.
And what happens is you're being duped, okay? That's the facts. You may think, I think it's really cute and funny to be rebellious, but the fact is Satan has a hold of you. That's what's going on, ultimately. And that's a lot of it has to do because you want to practice your wicked deeds. Whether it's murdering a bunch of people, whether it's your addiction to pornography, your adultery, whatever it is, when you look at Satanism, and scripturally, when we look at Satanism, atheism over and over again has to do with you wanting to practice your wickedness. In Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. And what does Romans 1 say? Very clearly, right? It's been made evident to you. You know by creation that God is real. But ultimately, you want to suppress the truth in unrighteousness. You hold it down so that you don't have to believe in this God, because then you can do what thou wilt, right? So it lines up. Satanism and atheism line up, just fits right into the glove.
And look at how they go after our kids with these board games, these witchy type, you know, even the Ouija board that they have. What was the age group they had on that? Down to like some unheard of age.
Yeah, I think I'm 4 years old.
They get you into this witchcraft, you know, of course, the Harry Potter movies and all that. That's how they get the kids introduced to this concept. And as they get older, then they get into the more serious stuff because now Satan's got a hold of them.
Oh, and then you play with Wicca, and the next thing you know, you're Doctor Strange or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't need to go too deep into that, but you guys know how that is. But Joe, I think that the links there are, they're spiritual, is the truth. Mm-hmm. And I believe that 100% it's because of these wicked deeds. They want to practice them. That's what the Bible says, at least.
Absolutely. And we know we're made in the image of God. And Satan wants to devalue and dehumanize people and the very image that we're made in them. And that way, by doing that, people don't have value, so you feel like you can kill them if you're angry. And you just, you know, it's just nuts how many factors are at work. When I started looking at and just, you know, taking, you know, basically a survey in my heart and mind and praying about what factors, Lord, are really influencing the young people today to make so many people like this. And, you know, the more I prayed about it, the more I thought, Lord, there are so many. Many that I didn't even, you know, mention in my last message. And as I said before, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be more mass shootings, and we'll cover more of those reasons lately. In fact, it's one of those things that I love to put out in book form, because there'd be several chapters, each one being a reason. But Darwinism is definitely one of them. And let's keep in mind that the pretext for, you know, the Holocaust, a lot of that was based on social Darwinism and getting rid of the inferior race. And the whole idea behind Darwinism was that we evolved from different apes at different rates, and therefore some people are more superior than others. And some people, you know, I mentioned in my message that the Aborigines, you know, were, you know, a lot of, they were considered, you know, basically between human and ape by a lot of people. And people treat each other differently based on looking at each other, based on Darwinism. And and a lot of hatred, a lot of racism came out of Darwinism, but it's still happening. And you don't see this in the media. The media is not addressing this because the media wants us to believe that, you know, it's far right politics. It's even Christianity maybe, or what have you. But the interesting thing is, Chad, as you mentioned, in Romans 1, it talks about how they suppress the truth and they don't give thanks to God. And even though he's made himself known by what he's made, it goes on to say of those who suppress God and his truth that they're given over to a depraved mind. And then it goes on to say they're full of murder. I'm not making that up. Somebody read Romans 1. You'll see it goes on to say they're full of a lot of things. One of the things it says they're full of murder. So this isn't every atheist, because not every atheist has become as depraved as the next atheist. We're all sinful, and we need Christ, and we need to be changed, forgiven, and then changed and transformed from inside. But if we reject Christ, we're stuck with that ugly heart that wants to do our own will and wants to be our own God. And it literally says in Romans 1, they're given over to depraved minds. And one of the things it says, they're not only given over to depraved minds and commit sexual sin and perversion, but they're full of murder. Now, this is interesting when you look at a lot of these, not only serial killers, but you look at a lot of these mass shooters. In fact, Claybold and Harris, Eric Harris and Dylan Claybold are two of the most notorious school shooters ever, because the most famous school shooting was the Columbine murders. And it's interesting, when you look at Eric Harris, he was literally wearing a shirt that said natural selection during the Columbine murders. Mm-hmm. We have that on video. We play some of that video in our 10-hour video called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And we show them marching through the school. And one of them is wearing the shirt natural selection. And it's interesting because he's not only wearing this T-shirt, but he wrote in a classmate's yearbook, quote, natural selection needs a boost, like me with a shotgun. He wrote on his website, quote, the best thing that ever happened to the earth is getting rid of all the stupid and weak organisms. He said, me and thee, speaking of Claybold, will get revenge and kick natural selection up a few notches. Now check this out. I mentioned these different quotes because they're given in different areas, yearbooks, you know, shirt, and so forth. This was his life. This is a prism in which he saw life, that certain people should die, certain people should live, that Darwinism was his worldview, and he took it into action. Now, if this was just one, you know, oh, that's one crazy guy. No. Over and over again with a lot of the school shooters, you're seeing that they're into natural selection and into Darwinism. And now think about the implications of this with millions of young people and how it affects just daily decisions they make in life. So it's affecting our young people, these government school teachings on Darwinism. They exclude prayer. They exclude God's word. They exclude, the Lord Jesus Christ. They exclude all these things. And I understand we live in a fallen, wicked world that rejects the Lord. But Erik Ovinen, okay, the Finnish killer, I mentioned that he had killed a lot of people. In fact, I mentioned a pretty big number, but I got his count, his body count, confused with the Norwegian killer. By the way, the Norwegian killer killed like 69 people with a rifle, and then he killed a lot of other people and wounded, I think, near 100. But he wounded several other people, but he killed many other people besides with the gun, with a bomb. And this guy also was a Darwinist, and I'm not going to take the time to read his quotes, but they're quite strong as well. But the Finnish killer, Ovinen, he said, humanity is overrated. He wrote in his manifesto, I'm prepared to die and die for my cause. I'm a natural selector, and I will eliminate all I see as unfit, disgraces of the human race, and failures to natural selection. No mercy for the scum of the earth. He goes on to say, humanity is overrated. It's time to put natural selection and survival of the fittest back on tracks. Now, folks, listen to what you're hearing. Have you been hearing this on CNN? Crickets. No, obviously not.
More gun laws, that's what I say. Yeah, it's the gun's fault.
It's the gun's fault, you know? No, what's happening is we're treating our young people like animals. We're telling them that they're animals. We're not letting them know that we have a fallen nature because we rebel against God, and that we need to watch our hearts and guard them. Because when people don't guard their hearts, I've mentioned this before, if you don't guard your heart, okay, I've used the illustration that humans are like people that are walking around with nitroglycerin strapped around their chest. We're very dangerous because we have fallen natures. And if we do not count the old man dead and say no to sin and yes to Jesus and ask for the help of the Lord God by the power of his Holy Spirit and walk in the Spirit, we're going to be open to all kinds of wickedness. And what's happening, rather than guarding their hearts, what's happening is gasoline is being poured on those fires, whether it's video games that are promoting mass killing of innocent people, whether it's movies constantly glorifying violence, music that's constantly, we just mentioned Levine earlier in Animals, one of the American Idol, deciders judges. Just heartbreaking. I mean, a lot of things we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
Right. But Darwinism plays a huge role. And you know what? You're not going to hear this. You're not going to hear this in the secular media. And you're not going to hear this, unfortunately, on a lot of Christian shows, because lot of people are missing the underlying, a lot of people are talking about the political side, even from the Christian perspective.
Well, if you Google Darwinism and mass shootings, pretty much all you get is a shooting that happened a couple months ago in Darwin, Australia, which, by the way, has one of the toughest gun laws in their country. But that's all that comes up. You don't see anything of what you're talking about here. Which shows you
that's a great point.
They're not looking at that aspect of it at all.
Right. I just gave a few examples, three or four examples of notorious shooters that were Darwinists.
No, and you know, we actually, in our video, we mentioned, and in the video with Adam Levine, we quote at length Ted Bundy and what Ted Bundy had to say about what's the difference between you and basically a pig. Like, who cares? And I can tell you this, as a former non-believer, as a former atheist, as a former agnostic, whatever you want to call it, a rejecter of truth because I wanted to practice unrighteousness, all of these things are true. And I distinctly can remember when I turned my heart to the point where I was like, I don't even believe in this God. I don't even believe in it anymore. And I remember not only fighting and when I would beat people up and get in fights, I didn't care anymore. You know, sexual promiscuity, I didn't care anymore. Once I finally was able to push God completely out of the door of my heart and completely reject him and say, I don't even believe he's real, all of these things followed in a crazy fashion in my own life. And you see that with these guys, this rejection of truth. Just go through these Twitter feeds of these people and just try to live on Twitter. You'll die. I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's sad.
And over and over again. And once again, the media wants to just be quiet about this. Oh, you heard that middle, the three shooters, right? You had the Gilroy, then you had El Paso, and you had Dayton, Ohio. And it was all you heard about was Trump and how terrible this guy was, a Trump follower from El Paso, Texas, that was shooting up people over and over again. I'm no fan of Trump, but man, no one talked about these guys pushing atheism and Satanism or climate change, right?
No.
You know, nobody talked about it. That was two of the three, okay? And we're sitting here looking at it like, guys, do you not see the blatant hypocrisy? Do you not see it? And ultimately, let's figure out some other way. This will do it.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because we also show on the video on Adam Levine, we not only show Bundy, but we show Jeffrey Dahmer, one of the most gruesome, notorious serial killers who was a sexual pervert given over to depraved mind. It says in Romans 1, if you suppress the knowledge of truth and you go for atheism, you'll be given over to depraved mind. And he was basically having sex, taking boys off the streets, catalyzing them, creating a, speaking of Satanism, he's not only an atheist, but he built a satanic, I'm sorry, he had a drawing of a satanic, he was a big Black Sabbath fan, satanic band, a picture of a satanic altar that he was going to build. And he never got around to building it, but he was into Satanism and atheism. And we play a lengthy interview with him, with his dad at his side, saying that he was given over to atheism because he was deceived by Darwinism and he believed that we were just animals. We play that in the Levine video. So we're seeing a common denominator here. And we as Christians, we know what the Word of God says. And we know what the Lord says about in the end times. And we know what the Scriptures say is going to happen. And I always say, hey, you know, make sure you read the end of the book because in the end, Jesus wins, okay?
Amen.
Stick to Jesus. Stay close to him. He's the author of life. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a murderer from the beginning. He's a liar and the father of lies. But Jesus Christ is the Prince of Life. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He comes back and he triumphs. Let's make sure we're with him.
Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. To learn more about the ministry, please visit us at goodfight.org, where we feature articles, videos, and life-changing resources on DVD and CD. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us in continuing to deliver powerful biblical content, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.